This week on The Marquee, we've got a president in danger and cavemen on the run. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, in Olympus Has Fallen, Gerard Butler plays a disgraced Secret Service agent who must save the president when terrorists attack the White House. Morgan Freeman, Aaron Eckhart, and Angela Bassett co-star in this Die Hard-esque action film.
DreamWorks' latest animated adventure, The Croods, follows a prehistoric family as they venture outside their cave in an attempt to escape the end of the world. Though kids will enjoy the silly slapstick comedy and stunning 3D animation, this aimless and brainless adventure isn't one that you'll want to experience with them.
Tina Fey and Paul Rudd star in the dramedy Admission. Tina Fey plays Portia, a Princeton admissions officer whose life is thrown into turmoil when she finds out that one of her applicants is the son she gave up for adoption when she was in college. Admission is filled with enjoyable performances and has some very witty and funny dialogue, but the film is all over the place emotionally, which makes it hard to give it a passing grade.
Also opening in Columbus, Stoker tells the story of an introverted young woman who loses her father in a car accident on her 18th birthday. After the funeral, her mysterious, world-traveling uncle decides to move in, turning her life upside down. Though the film's eerie, foreboding tone is sure to give you chills, this strange story offers more questions than answers.
Spring Breakers is the latest film from Gumma director Harmony Korine. When four college girls, including Vanessa Hudgens and Selena Gomez, leave for the spring break trip of a lifetime, they get more than they bargained for when they get involved with Alien, a drug-dealing rapper played by James Franco.
Opening at the Gateway, the Japanese drama Like Someone in Love follows as a relationship develops between a retired college professor in need of companionship and a college student who moonlights as an escort.
War Witch tells the story of a pregnant 14-year-old girl from sub-Saharan Africa that is kidnapped at age 12 and is forced to become a child soldier. War Witch was Canada's entry for Best Foreign Language Film at this year's Academy Awards.
In the slasher flick Blood Runs Cold, a talented musician returns to her hometown to relax and reunite with old friends, only to find that she's not alone in the remote cabin that she's rented. But for my pick this week, I'll choose Admission. It isn't as outrageously over-the-top as most comedies today, but that's what makes this enjoyably predictable chick flick a refreshing change of pace.
Since I like bad action movies a lot, I'm going to go out on a limb and recommend Olympus Has Fallen. It's silly, but fun.
Or if your plans for this first weekend of spring don't include a trip to the theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Hobbit: An Unexpected Journey. Peter Jackson's return to Middle-earth follows Martin Freeman's Bilbo Baggins as he sets off on a quest to help a dwarf king reclaim his kingdom. The action and effects are as grand as ever, but the characters aren't nearly as charming or as memorable as they were in Jackson's Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Jessica Chastain is searching for the most wanted man in the world, Osama bin Laden, in Catherine Bigelow's Zero Dark Thirty. I don't think the film deserved all the accolades it received during this year's award season, but it's still worth checking out.
An even better choice is Les Miserables, Tom Hooper's unforgettable musical adaptation of Victor Hugo's classic tale of revolution and redemption. With its moving story and its remarkable performances, including Anne Hathaway's Oscar-winning turn as Fantine, it's a cinematic event that's not to be missed.
This Is 40 is the spinoff/sequel to Knocked Up that examines the lives of Paul Rudd and Leslie Mann as they reach the milestone of turning 40. There are a couple moments that might catch you as amusing, but overall it's too long, dull, and generally unlikable.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll recommend Les Miserables. It was one of my favorite films of 2012, so even if you've already seen it, it's worth seeing again.
While I didn't love The Hobbit, I still think it's worth checking out. Its bloated runtime will turn some off, including me, but visually it's too gorgeous not to watch at least once.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for Temptations and Military Operations. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
one does not simply walk into Mordor.